Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Paul Easterling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive beyond second. Hunfield can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Rice scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Heilman moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heilman scores. Tavener moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Easterling. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball towards right. Heilman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Heilman. Reynolds scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Easterling. Berg reaches second base with a double. Cecil goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Tigers. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berg scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. McManus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-1 in the game. Warner strikes out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Rice reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-1 in the game. Ma still strikes out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-1 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill throws to second for one, and Geringer throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Cecil moves to second. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Woodall for a passed ball. Berg moves to second. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berg scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easterling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Woodall reaches second base with a double. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Hargrave reaches second base with a double. Woodall scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Oney Carroll pinch runs for Pinky Hargrave. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-2 in the game. Warner hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-2 in the game. Mostill takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Mostill steals second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mostill moves to third. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. the Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil bunts towards the mound. Van Gilder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reynolds moves to third. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Woodall for a passed ball. Cecil moves to second. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Berg hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-4, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Cecil moves to third. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 3 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easterling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. Easterling moves to second. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder bunts towards third. Com juggles the ball. That's an error on Com. Easterling scores. Woodall goes all the way around to score. Van Gilder moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-6, White Sox. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 3 in the game. Warner hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Van Gilder moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Heilman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a line drive towards first. Clancy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Easterling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Cecil steals second. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Berg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easterling throws the ball into McManus, who tags Berg trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cecil scores. Two outs. It's 8-6, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Woodall hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway pinch hits for Ilum Van Gilder. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 4 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Sorrell now pitching. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 4 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 4 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 4 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.